Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. Today's date is 6/21/2011, and the time is 3 p.m. in Atlanta. Hello, you guys. Hello, 12 p.m. here on the West Coast, San Diego, California, of course. Weather is absolutely, absolutely beautiful here. Not as hot as what you guys are getting out there in Atlanta, but, hey, can't complain. But definitely, I hope you guys got a chance to check out WorkingDivas.com. As you guys know, I have officially become the financial contributor for the Working Divas over there at 93.1 WVAK Cleveland with the Karen Bond Show. Same, you know, network where Michael Bazin and Tom Joyner is a part of. But definitely make sure you guys go and check out WorkingDivas.com. A blog that's just reached out to women, us women that are in business, juggling that work-life balances with our children, you know, our husbands. You know, I'm definitely on there giving some great, great tips about finance, balancing, budgeting, and all that's needed in our everyday life. Also, make sure you guys check out energyconsultants.com. You guys know, hustle to the boardroom. We are all up in the production. We want to discover you. We want to launch you. If you're in need of assistance in finding funding for your business, you definitely want to reach out to my consulting firm. That way we can assist you, get you a free consultation in, and definitely see what we can do for you to help you get that funding that you need to get that idea launched or at least, you know, just get yourself some funding for you entrepreneurs out there to make it happen and get you to the next step. Definitely, you guys, you know, the credit restoration movement is on NCES Credit Restoration. You can go to ncesnow.org. As you guys know, I'm a distributor for them. Huge, huge sweet spot right now. You know, restore your lives. You want to get yourself into that home, that car, you're having them credit issues or even a job that you want, you definitely want to go to ncesnow.org, or you can email me directly at billgrownenjoy.com so that way we can guide you on assisting you in getting your credit restored and empowering your life. Well, today, you guys, I definitely want to tell you I have a special, special guest, a very, very dear friend of mine and someone that inspires me throughout the community. She is a president-elect of the North Cobb Civitan Group, and not only that, broker for Insurance Planning Solution, Inc. And she's going to be here today talking to you entrepreneurs, you business owners, you small business owners, about how you can, add value to your companies by offering, you know, group benefits when it comes to health insurance. You know, a lot of people are just not covered nowadays, and this is a huge, huge sweet spot in the area of need. And Janet's going to be here talking about the products and services they have over at Insurance Planning Solution, Inc. In Canton, Georgia. So it's definitely a pleasure to have you here, Janet. You know, I am absolutely inspired to have you on the air.
Well, thank you, Kalithia. It's great to talk to you today. You've come a long way, girl. And I'm very proud of you as well. Meeting you at the Civitan meeting has been a joy, and I'm just amazed at where our paths in life, they lead us, you know.
Definitely.
Insurance.
Testimony,
I hope nobody goes
the story to tell, right?
It is. So Insurance Planning Solutions, we've been around for over 15 years, helping people find the right insurance. The goal that we have is to find the right product that fits each and every client. And I like to say insurance is not a one-size-fits-all. What one client needs, another one doesn't. So we try to listen to our clients and find out what's right for them. We are licensed, of course, in the state of Georgia and in multiple states in the Southeast. And we are appointed with multiple companies, so we do the shopping. We go out and find the right plan to fit each client's needs.
Definitely. And if you guys want to call in, listeners, the lines are open 347-215-8709. And as always, you know, we're in live chat, billgrownenjoy.com. Now, Janet, First, tell us, you know, what was the driving force? Because you and your sister run this company, and you guys are very successful entrepreneurs. And just what was the driving force? The vision that led you guys to want to open up IPS and reach out to the business owners and the entrepreneurs?
Well, we both had worked in other industries and before we came into insurance, and we both had questions about insurance. One of the things that frequently is said to me is that they just don't understand insurance, and that's true. So part of the drive was simply the desire to know more about it. It's an area that people feel inadequate because there's so many letters, and I find myself, I call it falling into insurance speak after being in the industry for almost 10 years. And so one of the things was to just understand health insurance. It's tough. The other one was, of course, to help people and, you know, finding a niche where that I felt like I could contribute to other people's lives. I had a lot of difficulty overcoming speaking to people. I remember the first time that I asked someone to buy an insurance policy, my mouth was dry, and I was having a lot of trouble speaking because it was so hard for me to ask them to make that commitment to buy something for me. And now I don't look at it as a sale at all because it isn't a sale. I'm not selling anything. I'm assisting people in finding what's right for them and using the knowledge that I have to supplement the knowledge that they don't have. And so now it's like, do you want it or don't you? No, no, I'm not.
Yeah. And, you know, health insurance is a huge sweet spot right now because there are so many people that are just lacking health insurance right now. And then there's a lot of business owners out there that, you know, are wanting to offer this to their employees, especially with all the changes in the law, so that way they can bring that value to their employees. So tell us a little more about what your target market is and what can an entrepreneur or business owner that would like to get this service to their business, what can they expect if they come to you guys to get this added value to their business?
I'm looking for employers who have been in business, you know, at least 3 to 6 months. Typically, people who are just starting out need to really focus on getting their company off the ground, and insurance should not be their first priority. But once you've gotten, you know, your processes in your office ready and you're an established business and things are going forward, then I want to talk to the decision maker about what vision they have for their company. And by that I mean, are they wanting to expand? Do they want to grow their workforce? And in order to do that, they need to keep the valuable people. And so we sit down with them and we discuss what would be the right way to set up a plan for them. You know, do they want to offer benefits when the person walks in the door? Do they want to wait 3 months? And all of that really depends on the nature of their business. Some people have employee turnover quicker than others. A law firm may not, whereas somebody who works at a beauty salon would. So we try to ask the right questions to determine what that employer needs. So they need to be sure that they have a stable income, you know, so that when they commit to this insurance that they can continue with it, and then that they have the employees that they want to keep. And, you know, then we want to present an employee package that will be something that will help that employee to determine to stay with that company. It will make them want to work there, you know, because they are a valued employee. And so that's really what I'm helping employers to do, is to help their employees know they are valued and that the employer wants to invest in them and keep them there. So
Tool to use for retention basis. Great tool. A lot of employees do leave. I mean, sometimes they like their jobs, but hey, if they can't get health care insurance or if they can't cover their families, it leaves them no choice but to go to somewhere else that can give them that added value. So it's absolutely a value. And just like you said, you know, also with the decision makers, it's very important to have that key man insurance upon the people that are making the decisions, because if one of them, you know, gets sick or something, it's going to affect the business. So it's great to have that covered also. Now, in addition to the health care, do you guys offer any other types of insurance? Because, I mean, in addition to health care, you know, there's life, there's disability insurance. What other services and products do you guys offer?
We have full coverage. We offer dental and vision and group life as well as individual life for the owners and for partners, you know, depending on their needs. We also offer short-term disability, long-term care, and we can even set up 401ks and help employers to retain employees, their good employees, through retirement plans. So we focus on whatever the employer needs from an employee standpoint. We don't handle, you know, like their liability insurance for the company itself. We handle employee benefits. And along with that, in bringing them the products that they have, we keep them, or we help to keep them legal in knowing what the laws are that they have to comply with as far as participation, COBRA, areas that they may not know when they can discriminate as far as senior management and the rest of the group. We know those laws, and so we are a resource for our clients to make sure that they don't end up being fined for violating human resources laws that affect insurance benefits. And then, you know, we're there to help them if they have questions just about their policy. Our goal is to make sure that each client, whether it's the employee or the employer, gets the most out of their insurance. I know how the insurance companies work, so I can help my clients. I can answer their questions, and I can make sure that they're not paying for something they shouldn't be paying for, and I can make sure that if they need care, they get it. You know, so
like an insurance consultant.
I really am, and the good news about that is that it doesn't change the employer's premium one bit to have my services. They pay the same amount with or without an insurance broker. And so, it's kind of like having the insurance company, because I get paid from commissions, it's having them pay me to advise the employer.
You're right. So how would someone, I mean, you guys, the initial consultation is free, correct, for someone to do a needs analysis to see what the needs are?
That's absolutely correct. There is no charge ever to the client from us. They never pay us. If we sell a product, then we get paid through commissions. And if we don't sell a product, then we don't get paid. But we still offer those consultations. And we consider it a part of doing business and, you know, try to answer questions honestly and let the employer know what the best move is for them, what they should do, you know, regardless of how it affects us, you know, because we definitely are belief that, you know, you do what's right, the golden rule. And if you do what's right, things will work out. And as a result, more than 70% of our business is through referrals. You know,
right.
And that's really what's important to us, is that we handle ourselves and our clients with a degree of professionalism and honesty and integrity, so that they feel comfortable telling their friends and their fellow business partners and, you know, the people they do business with about our services. So
and everything is based off of, you know, I mean, like you said, you know, every plan is different. You can have 100 different types of people that come to you. Nobody is going to be the same. A lot of people think that, like, you know, there's some standard price across the board. No, it isn't. You know, it's based off of, you know, what your needs are and what you can afford. So that's what I always tell people, because there is a lot of people out there, Janet, that really do not understand insurance. They think it's some set price, and I'm like, no, it's based off of what your needs are and what you can afford, what you want. You know, it's all what you need.
Exactly. It's and, you know, we try to help them see, you know, like the days of a $0 deductible are gone. it's just not feasible to offer that anymore. But that doesn't mean that your employees are going to have huge amounts out of pocket. So, you know, we do a lot of education with our groups as well, not just the employers when they're making the decision, but we'll come in and train the employees and go over their benefits and offer our services. We actually will give our cards to each employee so they can call us directly if they would like to. You know, because our goal is really service to our clients, you know, and like you said, human resources or administrators or small business owners really don't have the time to sit down and answer an employee's specific question about what their benefits are. That's my job. So I step in and do that for that employer. And it's been very successful in helping them and, you know, like you say, making them aware of options that are available to them that maybe they didn't know. You know, we really think out of the box as far as offering health savings account qualified plans, health reimbursement plans. I could go through the alphabet, you know. I call it the insurance alphabet, HRAs, HSAs, PPOs, POAs, you know.
Right, exactly. Boy,
people's will eyes cross when I finish.
Well, I would like for you, before we transition into the second half of the show today, I would like for you to just, because a lot of people are unaware of this, and with the baby boomers retiring, I think this is a key area and going to be very important with the future, is long-term care. Can you let everyone know how important it is to get long-term care now and be prepared for that time when it comes, so that way you're not sitting here on Social Security, which, you know, we all may think that, you know, we're seeing that it may not be there, and you're not sitting there, you know, can't be cared for, or you're unable to care for your parent or something, and you're going broke trying to care for it when you should have gotten long-term care, you know, earlier in the process to cover yourself. A lot of people don't understand it. So could you just give a brief, you know, understanding of the importance of long-term care?
Long-term care protects your estate, and that's just the best way that I know how to say it. But more importantly, long-term care gives you choices. If you don't have long-term care and you don't have, and you do have assets, you have to use up those assets before the state will step in and help. And when the state does step in, they call it spend down, then you go where the state tells you. Having long-term care insurance gives you the option of being cared for at your home, gives you the option of getting care at an assisted living facility, or gives you the option of choosing the long-term care facility that you want to go stay at. And if you don't have it, then pretty much all those options are gone. The other thing that people may not be aware of in the state of Georgia is Georgia recently became a partnership state. And if you have a qualified long-term care policy, then they will protect your state to the degree that your long-term care insurance is. So instead of purchasing lifetime benefits, you may purchase 3 years of benefits. But if that 3 years of benefits totals to $120,000, then when you do the spend down, the state won't go after that $120,000. You protect your state to that degree. It's really a very good thing that the state of Georgia has adopted, and I know other states are beginning to adopt that as well. Long-term care insurance, I've heard experts say that you shouldn't get it until you're age 60 or older, but what happens is it costs more. As you age, your health goes down and the cost of the benefit goes up. So if you get it when you're younger, and especially on a group basis, you can literally pay for it in 10 years and actually retire and have that protection and not have to pay any more on it. Or you can get it as a group if you do it where that the employer kicks in a portion and really get your premiums down there. So waiting, when you, especially if your family has health conditions, and each person, they know what's going on in their family. If there's a history of heart attack or stroke or cancer or diabetes, then they really need to get that long-term care before they have a diagnosis of those things, because those are the people that tend to end up in nursing homes more often. There's a saying that, you know, women obviously are in long-term care more often than men. That's because women live longer than men. But it still is something that men should look at. You just don't know. The other thing, I've had friends whose brothers were in accidents and ended up in long-term care. I have a client who was diagnosed with spinal cancer, ended up in long-term care in his 40s. You just, you know, each person, like we said, is an individual. And waiting, just because somebody arbitrarily said to wait, really doesn't make sense. You know,
right.
Each person needs to consider their own circumstances and at least get a quote. At least check into it and find out what kind of a commitment you're looking at.
Right.
And if they do get long-term care, they need to be sure that they have coverage for, like I said, all three, at home, assisted living, and nursing home. And then they also need to be sure that they have some kind of inflation protection included with that. So.
Right. Definitely. Very, very important. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're just going to talk quickly about, you know, the North Cobb Civitan. You guys are just, like, on fire over there. You know, I love you guys as a group.
Yeah.
You know, as everyone know, I'm president-elect of the Southwest Fulton, but I got a long ways to go to catch up with you guys. I've learned a lot from you, and I got to keep learning. But you guys are on fire over there. So we'll be right back, and we'll finish this up, everyone.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. Welcome back. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570, The Light. Janet Failure, Plan Insurance Planning Solution, and President-elect of Civitan Organization, North Cobb Group, that is. She was just speaking to you guys about, you know, great small group benefits for your business, long-term care, a little bit about disability. So definitely make sure you guys reach out to her and get yourself covered. But right now I want to talk about a very, very, very dear group that's that I'm a part of, President-elect of Southwest Fulton. She's the president-elect of the North Cobb Civitan. And like I said, she is just an inspiration to me. I learn a lot from her in regards to, you know, being a part of such a great organization that gives so much back to such a needed area throughout our community. So, Janet, just briefly tell them what our group Civitan is about.
Civitan is about helping others, and specifically each group, your South Cobb South Fulton group and my North Cobb Civitan group may choose different projects, but we really focus on helping the mentally challenged. My group specifically is working with teachers and sending mentally challenged students to camp, which is going on right now. Camp Big Heart is taking place as we speak. It's the only camp in Georgia for mentally handicapped adults. And so this is their week. So they're out there having a great time, and we're very honored to be able to help them do that. I helped to start the first Civitan beauty pageant for handicapped children, for girls, so that they have the privilege and honor of knowing what it's like to participate in a beauty pageant and having a crown and just enjoying themselves, being escorted by handsome young men and coming out and being pampered just like any other girl would be. So that's been one of my projects. North Cobb Civitan has also helped to build the Horizon Field in Acworth, Georgia, and make it available for mentally challenged children to play baseball, kickball, different sports at different times, soccer. They have a field that's that rubberized so that if it's smooth so that wheelchairs and everything will go on it, and so if they do fall, it won't hurt them if something happens. But we always make sure anytime the kids are out there playing that they have someone walking with them if they have challenges in stability. So this has just been an amazing organization for me. I've been able to meet the mayor of Kennesaw, the mayor of Ackworth. I've talked to councilmen and just, you know, met some of the candidates during the election. So we focus on education for the community as well as service for the community. I just love it.
Definitely. You guys are doing a great job over there. I mean, it's awesome. Let everyone know how often you guys meet and what time and where.
Okay. The North Cobb Civitan Club meets twice a month on the second and fourth Wednesdays at Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw. And the luncheon starts at noon and it finishes at 1. Our speakers are varied. We invite different people from the community as well as community leaders, like I said, the mayor of Ackworth, the head of the Kennesaw Business Association. We've had speakers from McCollum Airport as well as from Kennesaw State University, KSU. So, you know, we try to involve all members of the community in our outreach in helping. One of the things we're doing this year is giving a gift card to special needs teachers for $100 a month to help them purchase some of the supplies, because special needs kids are, you know, it's a little more expensive getting classroom supplies for them. So we meet, like I say, twice a month at lunch from noon to 1 at the Pine Tree Country Club in Kennesaw.
Nice. And the food is great. It is great there, everybody.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. I mean, the salads are good. Maybe you just want to go there and eat.
And first-time visitors are our guests. If they come back, it's $15. So it's that. And if they're interested in membership, you know, we're online, North Cobb Civitan. We're on Facebook. And we'd just love to have people come and visit that are interested in making our community a better place to live. And that's really what it's all about. I belong to North Cobb Civitan strictly because it's a service. I like to go there and give back to the community. But believe it or not, even though I don't go there for business reasons, it's been an excellent resource for me business-wise. You know, it really is. And it makes me feel great when the kids come up and give me a hug.
It is always awesome. Well, let everyone know how you can be contacted, Janet, for IPS, and, you know, you just said about the Civitan, but go ahead and let everyone know how you can be contacted. And, of course, I have all your information on Bill Grown and Joy, but just let them hear it.
Okay. My phone number is 678-880-7098. My cell phone, which is with me at all times, 770-231-5905. I have one of the longest emails in history. It's jsalyer@insuranceplanningsolutions.com. I always tell people to have a big piece of paper when they start to write that one down. And then we have a website, www.insuranceplanningsolutions.com. So we would love to talk to people. I'm on Facebook and on Twitter. Twitter is Write Insurance for You. I left out the I because it was too long. And the 4 is a number, and U is a letter. So write, in, starting with the letter N, insurance, and then the number 4 and the letter U on Twitter. I would love to have people follow me. And I'm also personally on Facebook. So
Awesome.
Yeah, and LinkedIn. Awesome. I'm on LinkedIn
as well.
Well,
it was a pleasure. It's just a pleasure to have you on the air, Janet, with all that you're doing and contributing to the community. And absolutely, everyone, just reach out to Dan Janet with IPS, Insurance Planning Solutions, to be sure that you get yourself covered, not just yourself, your business, your key employees. Get that long-term insurance. Get the short-term disability coverage. Very, 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 very important to get that. And, Janet, it's just a pleasure to have you on the air today. And you know, you always inspire me.
Well, thank you, Kalithi. It's great to talk to you again, too. And the same goes here. You are on fire, girl. Keep going. I'm just excited to see what all you accomplish.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Well, thank you, everyone. Definitely reach out to Janet. You can reach her at BillGrowAndEnjoy.com or just go in there in the featured guest group. You can get all her contact information. That concludes our show for today, Bill Grow and Enjoy, WIGO 1570. Definitely tomorrow we're going to postpone Pastor Lamar Holly. He's up in North Georgia pastoring. So definitely be sure to tune into our archive show tomorrow, The Power of Discipline with Dr. Vincent Campbell. It'll be awesome. Back on Thursday, everyone. Hustle University, he is here, The Art of the Hustle, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific. Tune in, everyone, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.